You're giving off, like, Asian horror vibes.
Welcome to the Top Podcast.
Well, welcome to this week's episode of the Top Podcast, as always.
Oh, shoot, we're going.
Yeah, dude, we're going. Oh, we're just going, is it? Yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Rob, and joining me our friends Mike and Lou.
Hola.
And for all you audio listeners, this is a very special one. This is episode 100, so we are doing our first and probably last ever video podcast, and we're going to make some pizzas. The people wanted it. Lou was too scared to do it by himself, so we were all in town and thought we'd go for it. So, pizza wench.
All right, guys, just want to let you guys know before you switch over to YouTube, before there was some problem with the camera due to the humidity and kind of spotty Wi-Fi and then just lack of me testing it. There was a, which one of those might be more of a reason than the other. Well, we won't say it. That the video does get kind of choppy. I'm really regrettably sorry that this happens. I should have, did some more, little more testing before,
but
that.
It's still a great episode. I do recommend you go watch it on YouTube because you will get some snippets and it kind of jumps and it.
You'll see, but that is the best way to experience this episode. Once again, I am regrettably sorry that happened, and I hope you guys will still enjoy episode 100. No matter what, there'll be some great B-roll at the end of the episode. So if you're on Spotify or whatever you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, be sure to hop on over to YouTube, watch it down, leave us a like, comment, subscribe, all that jazz. See you guys next week.
Pizza wench!
Pizza wench, bring out the first one. We have six pizzas, and Mike and I can probably guess which pizzas they are depending on how they look, but we'll see. We don't know.
This is pizza number one.
Pizza number one.
Oh, okay. Got plates, but I still don't need that.
All right, let's see what we got here. Not the best texture.
No. It's exactly what you'd think a frozen pepperoni pizza. They're all pepperoni, by the way. Would taste like.
I'm thinking this is probably the Red Baron.
It's giving Red Baron sauce, too. It's giving, like, childhood. Mm-hmm. Absent mom vibes.
I definitely don't... I'm hungry, but I don't nip back a cracking up off camera. It's amazing. I definitely don't need to finish this slice.
Yeah.
No. I drank this,
We'll see. My first place right now.
First place right
now. It will move.
We're doing A, B, C, D.
There's six of them, so we're gonna...
Okay.
F.
This is...
I put this at A, B, C, D. I put this at D if I was blind ranking.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't hear, Becca said I'm always blind ranking.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. So I guess you guys have seen the pizzas. Which one do you think is going to be the worst? What do you think is going to be the worst and what's going to be the best?
I think the store brand is going to be the worst, but
probably.
We'll get to that.
I think store brand is also going to be the worst.
I think store brand and Red Baron, and then I'm excited about the Screaming Sicilian.
Yep.
And my buddies are, and I know Motor Cities, but Za Wench, what do we got?
Pizza number two.
Pizza number two. I know what this one is just by looking at it.
This is sad. Oh, I know why this is sad.
Why is this sad, Lou?
Did we drop this one?
Well, it just... Oh, my gosh. So, this is definitely the store-bought pizza, mm-hmm. or the store-brand pizza.
Oh, this is really sad.
It refused.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Kroger.
Who's eating this? I mean, I don't know.
It,
Guys...
It wouldn't come off the oven tray, no matter how hard we tried, and then it broke in half and fell through the crack in the oven tray and just... Smoked out the house. It was bad.
People are thinking we're hotboxing. No, we're just making pizza.
Hotboxing, eating pizza.
Yeah, it's not a good slice.
Well, I guess, go hands in hand. What?
Man, the dough is sad.
Yeah.
I feel
it's,
sad.
I'm putting that at F. I'm going to take another bite of red, what I'm assuming is Red Baron. So...
Yeah, I'm good on that one, too. Oh, my goodness. Za wench!
Man. My
she was ready.
Could have been insane.
Alright, what are we on? Three?
Pizza number three.
Pizza number three.
Oh, I know what this one is just by looking at it.
Well, the stuffed crust gives it away.
Yeah, I'm excited, though. I want to try this one.
Let's try that one.
So, we can't include the crust for this one because it is stuffed and all the rest are not, but...
I gotta finish.
You have them?
I gotta finish the one in my mouth.
Here, I got a spare plate. Do you want to spit it out?
No. I ain't no spitter.
awesome.
This is a good slice right here.
It is.
You can tell by the undercarriage. There's some effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it all goes, but...
I don't know. We have to do it again.
Mm. And this one stayed warm.
Mm-hmm. But do you think one can top it? Like, I don't know if I'd put it at A. Just because I got some high expectations for some of the...
I mean, if I'm blind ranking, I'm probably not putting this at A.
Like, this is better than the first one we had, or just A?
This is the best one we've had so far, I think.
I think B. I think, you know, these are F and E right here.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. First two were bad. Well, the first one was mediocre and a little sad. The last one was bad. This one... But I just ate this whole slice.
I feel like I'm going in a roller coaster because the last one was so bad that anything better than that...
Getting whiplash?
Yeah.
So, still think there's no such thing as bad pizza?
I ate it. I finished all... I'm finishing all the slices.
Got a point. Mm. What's your thoughts on the stuffed crust?
I'll tell you what. I said pre-pod, I've never met a stuffed crust I liked. Today, I've met my match. This is delicious.
Fair, you've been not eating pizza, though, right? You've been eating pretty clean for the past...
More or less, yeah.
So,
so, you like mozzarella sticks, right?
I like mozz sticks, but that's just different. I always feel like it's too doughy. The cheese just doesn't have the right... It doesn't feel seasoned properly. I don't know. Yeah. It always feels out of place. This has some spice to it. I like it.
Yeah.
Not like heat, but some kind of seasoning.
Flavor profile.
Yeah. Screaming Sicilian worth the price tag, I think.
Was the most expensive.
Yes, no, without a doubt.
$10-11 The rest are around $4 or $5, so... But stuffed crust, I don't know how to read and Mike's blind, so I don't know why we were sent to get the pizzas. But, let's see that. All right, well, we gotta make sure Lou's done, you know. It's finished within his mouth.
My God.
All right, pizza number 4, then we'll have to take an intermission to
pizza number 4. Oh, yeah, I know what this is.
Which one do you want?
Not a bad crust either. I like how the cheese goes all the way to the end of the crust.
Yeah. Solid, solid undercarriage.
Yeah.
Is that the culinary term?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it because Lou said it.
Mmm. That one's the best.
Really?
For me.
I freaking love DiGiorno's, man. It's so good. So first mate Dan told me a story. There was a Little Caesars franchise that discovered it was actually cheaper to bulk buy DiGiorno, run them through their ovens, and just put them right in the boxes. And so there was one Little Caesars out there somewhere. They got shut down for it, or they got a cease and desist and had to start selling Little Caesars again. But you could just go get a DiGiorno's for hot and ready prices.
Honestly, there's got to be somebody who was, like, just upset. Like a pizza connoisseur person. I was like, this ain't right.
This ain't my Little Caesars.
Ain't my president.
I feel like no pizza connoisseur person is actually
going to
stopping by a Little Caesars, though. They're never going to, like...
No good point.
Had to be some kind of, like, corporate quality inspection person.
Hey, for any of you Italians listening, if you come over here, we'll take you to Little Caesars and just tell you that's American pizza, and I would love to get your reaction with that. It's either this or the frozen pizza. That's all we got in America.
Mm.
I like frozen pizza. I like cracker-like crust.
Yeah.
I don't want anything doughy.
It's true.
Yeah, this is a fantastic slice, especially for frozen pizza.
I think I like the Screaming Sicilian better.
I like the texture of the DiGiorno more. I like the seasoning of the Sicilian better.
Mm-hmm. I think DiGiorno's a better pepperoni.
The pepperonis are slamming.
The one before?
But no, this one, I got more pepperoni.
You got
taste.
More pepperoni?
So.
I think the one before, I got more pepperoni.
That's good.
All right, we ready for the big leagues?
You're now.
Are we going fast?
Yes. That's fine. I'm having so much fun, though. I don't even care.
Number 5?
Pizza number five. Right. We got ourselves
I know
a
which
deep
one
dish.
This one is.
Yep.
You pick which one you like. Yeah, that's the better one, but I got the it's still piping too.
Oh man, nice little deep dish action.
Michiganders eating. Oh, we gotta get the cheese for spread. I'm also wondering what it's like off the camera. This is it. This is our most candid episode so far.
The texture's amazing. There's not a ton of flavor going
there's
on.
There's not a ton
the
of
sauce,
flavor.
Yeah, it's kind of lacking the sauce.
There's almost no sauce on it, I feel like. You can see, like, there's, like, nothing there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we forgot to rank the last one. You guys putting that at A for both of you? The Giorno's? Allegedly.
I would say I'd probably give the edge. If cost is not an option, like, if that does, or that's not the phrase, but if that's no,
money's
I'm not
no
taking,
problem.
There it is, yeah. Money not taken into account, I would take Screaming Sicilian, DiGiorno, Motor City, Red Baron, and then the store brand.
That Kroger one was just sad.
The Kroger one was
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't know that was entirely the Kroger brand's fault. It did fall through the oven.
Well, my blind ranking, I'd put... So I put Screaming Sicilian at B, I have to put DiGiorno's at C. This is getting to D. So, Buddy's is going to, by default, get letter A. But.
Mm. Well, Buddy's, if it's even close to what regular Buddy's taste like, I don't need to finish this flavorless nonsense. Pizza Wench! Oh, my bad, Lou.
Alright, final pizza.
Alright. How are we doing so far in our guessing? Have we gotten them right?
Yes, you have.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that's Buddy's to a T.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Last time I had Buddy's, I wasn't that big of a fan. Granted, I think I was in middle school.
Did you have to pay for it?
Oh, no. No. Yeah.
All right. Not as good of an undercarriage as the last one. But not bad. Sauce on top.
Where's the cheese?
I feel like I am on a marathon route. Like I'm running. I'm sweating.
Yeah, the humidity is just
I'm
cranking
sweating.
To another level.
Oh. Oh. Okay, come on. Last pizza. Last.
Well, after this, we're going to eat an entire Chicago style just for Ben.
Hey, I love Chicago style. You a Chicago style hater?
I don't remember ever having a valid Chicago style pizza. I don't think I'm allowed an opinion.
This tomato sauce is very sweet.
Yeah.
Not really a fan of it.
I'm actually surprised how much I don't like it.
Yeah.
Although a lot of spit came out of my mouth.
What are your thoughts, Pizza Wench? Which one was your favorite?
I only tried the DiGiorno and the Screaming Sicilian, and I like the Screaming Sicilian far more.
I'm
I
guess-
liked how crispy the cheese got.
I'm guessing that you can't hear the Pizza Wench on the microphone.
Yeah.
But she said she tried the DiGiorno and the Screaming Sicilian, and she had Screaming Sicilian a little bit over. Because of the texture of the cheese?
Yeah, got a little crisp without being burnt.
A little crisp without being burnt, yeah. It's like the oil came out of the pepperoni and fried everything around it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, big brain.
To a T, what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, it's just disappointing.
Yeah.
Sadly, this is my A by blind ranks.
Well, we don't have to stick to the blind ranks.
No, I have to. I might drop this down to third to last.
Yeah. I think that's very reasonable. I did not see either of these not being one and two.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think these are more expensive just because they're deep dish.
Yeah, Screaming Sicilian is my number one. Okay. Real close by DiGiorno. I like them both a ton. If I'm doing any sort of paying, I'm going to get a DiGiorno over a Screaming Sicilian every time. But Sicilian, DiGiorno.
Got the meat sweats over there?
Huh?
Got the meat sweats?
Sorry, what were you saying? I was loving what you were saying.
You're good.
I think I'm going to go Detroit, Buddies, Baron.
Yeah,
I can't.
New slices if you need new slices.
That's
no.
Can I get another Sicilian?
Baron absolutely takes the edge over Buddies on this. This is blasphemy, but it does. There's at least some flavor in the Baron.
Yes, that's
then
sauce.
Buddies, and then the Kroger brand.
Hold on, I gotta really try this Screaming Sicilian, make sure that's right. Make sure that's the one right there.
Just one?
You piece of wench. Yeah, that's number one.
Let me see this. Oh, it's so good. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Weren't you feeling a little under weather?
Not as bad as Lou's about to be. I was fine to eat the pizza.
All right, Lou, is that a bad pizza? Someone coughs on it, you know, sneezes over it. Is it a bad pizza?
No. I'll be delivered pizza. One time I had a pizza. One time I was working the Detroit Lions games,
mm-hmm.
and there was a pizza that was just left out after the game, and I ate that pizza.
Did you get food poisoning?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Do you agree with our ranking?
Yeah, that was really, really disappointing in Buddy's.
Yeah.
I think Buddy's is really just, like, leaning on their name a tad.
It's like, yeah, we're the original, so, you know, you gotta like them.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, that did not taste anywhere near as good as going to Buddy's and getting a pizza from Buddy's.
But to be fair, though, you're paying $75.
Are they that expensive? I've never been to...
It's a little pricey.
No, it's pricey.
You know what's crazy is I go to Buddy's, I get the thin crust. Wow. It's still a square, like a square pizza, but it just like, they trim off all the bready part and just give you like crispy crushed and then the little Detroit style flip up at the end. Mm.
So with the caramelized crust and everything.
Yeah, so all the caramelized crust is there and then it's just toppings.
You hear that? No, that was a thing.
It's hard to describe.
Christian, which pizza was your favorite?
I'm not trying it,
though.
All right, round two, pizza wenches.
Let's go. So, did you guys think we'd make it to episode 100 when we started this? What was your... You're like, all right, I'll do this for X amount of episodes, and then we're probably done.
I thought Mike was going to move to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Not the other state.
Not the other state.
Okay.
I didn't know that was going to be another podcast.
Even though Rob was in North Dakota, we were already doing it across state lines.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about you, Mike?
I don't know, man. I didn't really...
This is your retirement speech?
This is my... Yeah, that's it. I thought we'd make it to 100 episodes. I'm out. Goodbye.
I got my pizza.
Oh. At least we'll get Arn or someone in, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I definitely didn't see it turning out this way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, we're tight now. Like, we're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that caught me off guard.
You didn't think that you'd be good friends? They're like, man, I don't know about that.
We never got along. We did not like each other that much.
You guys were beefing?
I wouldn't say we were beefing, but, like, I think we both thought the other person didn't like us.
Is that true?
Yeah. Is that fair?
That's how, like, a lot of, like, the people at church, especially, people that I thought hated me, especially, like Kate, you know, like, yeah. I was like, oh, no, we're cool. We're tight. It's usually those people, honestly, that I have better friendships in the future than the people that I was tight with back in the day.
Yeah. So that was wild. And just, yeah, it's been kind of crazy just all growing and becoming better friends.
Sure. And we're international now.
Right?
Yeah. Unless you think of the VPN.
Hey, if that's you and the VPN, thank you. What's up?
That's right, because we're on every country in the world now.
Every continent.
Continent.
Zimbabwe!
No, we had some in Zimbabwe.
Dang it!
We're only in Brazil,
worldwide.
South America.
Mr. Worldwide.
If anyone can VPN Antarctica, then we can truly say we're on all continents. But I'm not, you know...
I wonder what the YouTube's like. Or not the YouTube, but the...
The Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi is like...
It's all the scientists, you know. I feel like they gotta have it. They're a bunch of
nerds. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah. Shout out to Elon Musk and the Starlink.
I don't know if we want to.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Lou's shouting out Elon Musk.
Sorry, here. I've got the pizza sweats.
Please wait while our unpaid intern deals with some technical difficulties.
All right, so for our wives that are here, you guys want to come in. If you can stay there or not. What were your thoughts when, like, hey, we're doing this podcast?
What our thoughts? What do you mean?
We're just like, all right, that'll be cute for like a month. And then
I don't know. Rob has a tendency to have an idea and then commit way too hard. So I knew it was going to happen. I just did.
Are you an idea too?
I mean, sure.
Lucian asked if Becca was also one of those ideas that he committed to and went way too hard on.
I was very surprised. Lucian does not like to commit to things like this. But he did. And he's doing great.
I should have played everything.
The audience doesn't know that.
Well, looks like the video cut out again. I didn't even realize that starting off, but thank you guys all for just 100 episodes of tuning along with us. Just, you know, just guys being dudes type of thing. None of us really expected anyone to watch. And for everyone that does tune in weekly and, you know, talks to us, even if it's not in the comments, looking at a specific people that just talks to us about it, and just this even small community that we've built. We thank you all from the bottom of our hearts just for 100 episodes, and we look forward to doing many more with you guys. So thank you guys listening to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, leave a like, comment, subscribe, let us know what episodes you want to see. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go ahead, check the comments down below. We got people like Cantwell over there who's been tearing it up, and other people just chatting down in the comments below. If you leave us a review, we'll read it off on the podcast, especially if it's good. So, you know, hey, incentive. But other than that, thank you all from the bottom of our hearts for listening to this episode 100 episode. We'll catch you next week. Peace.